Bethel residents are urging the city to protest a package store license that's before the state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Board. The Bethel Native Corporation's Bethel Spirits LLC application was officially filed Monday morning. KYUK's Ben Matheson has more.
With a deadline of 90 days to act on BNC's proposal, the director of the Alaska Alcoholic Beverage Control Board attended a community meeting to bring people up to speed on the process. Director Cynthia Franklin explained that the board, by law, must honor a government's protest of a license unless it meets specific criteria.
Is this protest arbitrary, capricious, and unreasonable? And when people ask me what that means, it means, is the city council picking on this applicant? That's basically what it means in everyday language. Everyone here would know arbitrary, capricious, and unreasonable if they saw it.
Again, the city hasn't taken any action. Bethel's unique in that it's wet or unrestricted, with no liquor stores or bars. Voters in 2009 did away with the local option laws that limited imports and prohibited sales. The next year, citizens in an advisory vote rejected local sales. That 2010 vote weighed heavy with Deborah Sampson, one of dozens who testified in the more than four-hour meeting against the idea of a liquor store.
We overwhelmingly said, we don't want alcohol here. We don't want it sold. We don't want a distribution point. And I don't think that status should change until we have another vote.
And citizens could again go to the polls if the council chooses to sponsor a vote. Mayor Rick Robb, who's spoken publicly in favor of local sales, says he'll bring a proposal before the council to have an advisory vote. People from villages around the YK Delta spoke up, mostly to oppose the license. The regional significance of Bethel as a hub was a theme throughout the night. Dan Winkleman, president and CEO of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, cited research about the effects of easier access to alcohol.
It is not whether prohibition works or does not work, as some have said. But rather, as these studies have concluded, the issue is more precisely that as alcohol availability increases, so do alcohol-related injuries and death.
A handful of the nearly 50 speakers made the case for local sales. BNC President and CEO Anna Hoffman says the choice is not about whether to have liquor sales, but rather whether to have regulated sales or to continue to support an underground bootlegging economy.
It is time for the community to mature and no longer be crippled by paternalistic mentalities. We manage our lives in the most challenging of environments. We can handle a liquor store in Bethel, and the area villages can handle it too. Let's give ourselves a little credit. We are capable, sophisticated, adapting people.
Vast amounts of liquor that are being shipped in on local air carriers help shape the perspective of Alan Avon from Queethlick, who has worked at an air carrier.
I used to offload 10,000 pounds of booze a day just for Bethel and the bootleggers. So the option should be we should stop the orders coming into Bethel, no more. Stop that, you know, that artery of alcohol coming in and just sell it at the liquor store.
What Avon describes would require a change in the local option status, an idea that came up several times. ABC Director Franklin says Bethel's legal situation makes it difficult to regulate.
As long as you're in the wet status, you have no rules. That's what I keep trying to let everybody know. Anybody that gets up and says, oh, we can't let the alcohol come here, you're fooling yourself. The alcohol is here. You're wet. You're wet, wet, wet. So you got a lot of alcohol here, and you got no rules around the alcohol that's enforceable.
Franklin added that with Bethel's current adjusted population of just under 6,000 people, the law would allow for two package stores, two bars, and four restaurants, plus a few specialty licenses. In Bethel, I'm Ben Matheson.